been so long since I've done this. So this is what it looks like at the crack of five. Wait a minute. Crack of six. Greetings. It is the dawn of the new time zone era of the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Good to have you with us here on a Monday morning. Let's get started by asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. We get to play in the Obama thing for another couple of months or so, so let's make good use of it.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly, my email address, same as it ever was, even when I was on at 8 a.m. Email address hath not changed, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi is online at mikechurch.com. We do have a brand new Veritas et Sapientia and a brand new Pile O Prep, freshly minted and posted up on the site for you, although I'm still working on today's Pile O Prep. And you can find that on my site at mikechurch.com. And that's where you'll also find the Founders Trading Post, where you can shop for the English Reformation, your bags of Capuchin Dark Crusade Roast Coffee in Bean and in Grind, and much more. That's all at MikeChurch.com. The company site where we're streaming live is at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Just a couple of housekeeping items of housekeeping. So even though the time has changed, all that is necessary to get the programs behind the paywall and provide you with that premium channel stream, which you're basically listening to now, has not all gone off. So no one's going to panic and do something that would not be productive or prudent. So we're gonna work through this here today, tomorrow, probably until Wednesday, to get everything in order. And to make sure that all of you know, because this is the most important thing, that all of you know and that we have provided and tested a means for all Founders past members to be able to listen to the live stream as you wish when it's behind the paywall. So we got a lot of the pieces in place, but they're not all there and they haven't all been tested. And as I said, rather than launch this thing and then have to deal with hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands of complaints. Hey, what happened? I used to be able to, hey, what happened to this page? I used to be, hey, what? And then dealing with all the acrimony over there, we'll take our time and we'll work on it today when the program is concluded. David Simpson will be here at 11 and hit the live. The launch of the new True Money Show from 11 to 1 will occur. Mark Kreslins will be here at 2 this afternoon, so the launch of the Mark Kreslins Afternoon Drive Show will occur. So everything is practically on schedule. So the formatting elements are still being are still coming in, and we'll get all this worked out. By the end of this week, no one will know that today happened, or by the launch of next Monday, should I say, no one will know that today occurred. You know, I had a lot of great news and a lot of good good stuff to talk about. Last week on Thursday and Friday, and just never got into it because of the result of the elections. And of course, Friday we had our big 1 year anniversary or 1 year birthday party for the Crusade channel. So thus today begins the second year here of independent broadcasting on the Crusade channel. And we're delighted to have you in our midst and on our number. Phone number is has not changed. It's 844-527-8723. It'll be interesting to see if the results of giving the phone number out change now that the time that the show is delivered changes. I was told yesterday after Mass that on Saturday evening it was the first instance since late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning that the rioters and protesters in downtown New Orleans had not shown up. Apparently, they'd run out of booze or run out of pot or whatever and had decided to stop spray painting graffiti all over the Lee Circle Monument and defecating all over the all over the businesses all around there, and had decided to go pursue their non-pursuit of life somewhere else. Although there are still protesters out there that refuse to accept the election results of the election of Donald Trump. And you know, what's funny about this is these are the same people that usually lecture the rest of us about democracy, right? You lost and we won, pal. That's how democracy works. Get used to it. You know, we were told this after Obama was elected. You remember? Remember? The people have spoken, and they put Barack Hussein Obama. They put him in the White House. You goons, you right-wing wackos, lost. Now I was telling somebody the other day, Saturday, we were talking about this, that when President Obama decided that he was going to ram, and by the way, I thought I had to go appear at some charity benefit golf tournament today. I got my dates crossed up. It's not today, it's next Monday, which is why I'm not in bow tie, vest, and button-down collar shirt today, because I was dressed for the golf outing, which will take place next Monday instead. Anyway, just thought I'd throw it in case you're watching this on the YouTube one. Miniature Church, you're not dressed for the job today. What happened? Well, that's what happened. I should carry a spare change of clothes in the car. Anyways, I was telling somebody that when Obama had decided that he was going to pursue this, what is now ultimately going to be repealed, this Obamacare initiative. Of course, it wasn't called Obamacare at that time, the Affordable Care Act. There was a meeting at the White House. Some of you will remember this. And President Obama had invited senior member of Congress from the congressional leadership, we'll say. And this, you also have to recall that at that time, Nancy Pelosi was the shrieker of the House. Harry Worthless Warbucks Reed was the majority leader of the Senate. I believe at that time, John Boehner would have been the minority leader, and Eric Cantor, who you people in Virginia deposed and got rid of, although I see he's still around. I don't know what he's doing, but I saw him on C-SPAN the other day, and it was at some official-looking event, so beware the return of Cantor. So it was Boehner, it was Eric Cantor, and I don't recall all the rest of the people that showed up or that were invited, but Obama had this in one of the wings in the White House. They had made this big, ginormous. They had rearranged the furniture in the room, their meeting room, and they made this big square table. And the president assigned everybody to go sit down at their little desk, and he got up there and he lectured all of them about how we were going to fix the healthcare industry, and he had the perfect plan. And that he was going to take it to the American people, and that he was going to promote this. And that Pelosi would get it through the House, and Reid would get it through the Senate, and he wanted for Republicans to participate in this. And who's that guy from Wisconsin? You know, I'm trying to think of who the congressman from Wisconsin is. Paul Ryan. Was Paul? Yeah, I think Ryan was in on this, too. And when Obama got done lecturing them on the wonders of Obamacare, I think it was Paul Ryan. It was either Ryan or Cantor. I don't remember. One of them said, this is polling terribly. There's no support for this. Nobody wants this. Why should we assist you in a suicide mission, in other words? American people. They don't want this. They don't want a single-payer health care system. They want us to do something to fix the current system, but they don't want an entire plan foisted on their heads. And then there was a little debate broke out, and there was some discussion about this, and then Obama, President Obama basically said, hey, you're all here because I told you to come here. You got to remember, you lost. I won. You didn't win. I won. Do what I tell you to do. So Obama played the democracy card. That's how we got Obamacare. He said, I won. You idiots lost. Deal with it. As Dennis Leary says, life sucks, get a helmet. Elections stink, get a helmet. Now, I wonder how this is going to play out when the Affordable Care Act is ultimately repealed early next year. Now, I saw the plan the outline of the plan to replace Obamacare.